I don't know whether or not you've been given the news, but Brother Greg and I are doing a book together on covenant. And it's just, I mean, this thing may be big as a dictionary, but the time you get through with it. But oh, my, it just keeps growing and getting larger and larger. And
move my stuff here for me.
As most of you know, I've been studying covenant almost the entire 50 plus years I've been in the ministry. It was one of the very first things that struck me so. And then the Lord reopened it in my life and ministry here a short time ago. And oh my, I thought I knew something about it. I realized I didn't know anything about it. And but over the years, and I know from what Greg and I have discussed together, the most important word, particularly in the first covenant, but following all the way through the entire Bible, this is just two covenants, it's what it is the Hebrew word hesed. Mm-hmm. Hardest word to explain in the English language. We have no concept of it.
It's true.
It is a covenant word. It has to be studied and thought about and meditated upon until the insight comes. It's translated in English, loving kindness. It's translated mercy. Mm-hmm. It's translated mercy, as far as I've been able to ascertain, more than any mm-hmm. other throughout the Old Covenant. Well, of course, when you bring it right over into the New Testament, and you can, the ministry of Jesus, oh, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. It's just absolutely, I like the word David used in the King James Bible about the temple. Mm-hmm. It is magnifical. I put that in the dictionary one day and they said, no results. Magnifical. Mm-hmm. You gotta love it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is a magnifical word. Now, covenant mercy, covenant hesed. I want you to look with me in Matthew chapter 22, please.
I'm gonna get right there and listen to you.
Yeah, sit down right there.
I'm gonna get right there.
Greg, and we'll, because there's some of these things that I'm gonna need you to comment on. But you have to get this, Matthew 22. Verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." Make a note of that. Wherever you find it, particularly in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's referring to the anointed one. It's referring to Messiah, Christ. Got that? Make notes of that. I mean, I don't know what you do in your Bible. I mean, make little stars, point at it, arrows, everywhere you find it, underline it in red. It's huge. It is magnificent in the ministry of Jesus. It is a very, very important clue to miracles. All right. What is Hesed? Look with me at the 23rd Psalm. Psalm 23. The 23rd Psalm, 22nd Psalm is Jesus on the cross. The 23rd Psalm is where we live today. 24th Psalm, of course, is looking at the future, but the 23rd is big to us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and hesed shall follow me all the days of my life. Now, you're not grinning yet, but you will be in a minute. Hesed. Say it. Hesed. Follows me.
Follows me.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
All right. Second Chronicles. 20. Oh, that's in First Chronicles. That won't work. Chronicles number 2. Now you remember this story. Jehoshaphat was attacked by armies that were far greater than his, and they didn't have a chance. And so he called all the people together, and they committed themselves to fasting and prayer. And then the word of the Lord came, and the bottom line was this. God said, you go out and confront them, but the battle is mine. See, he's in covenant with these people. They're bigger than Jehoshaphat, but he's bigger than they are. He's the major factor in his covenant. He said, you go out. And then Jehoshaphat consulted with the people, and then they appointed singers, and they placed the singers. Now, here was something amazing to me. Greg, I always thought God told them to appoint those singers. He didn't. And when he, Jehoshaphat, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. They decided this together. And you'll see why in a minute. He appointed singers, that's 21st verse. He appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his hesed endures forever. They claimed hesed in their covenant.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God. Now look. And when they began to sing hesed, when they began to claim hesed, when they began to declare their covenant rights to hesed, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Moab. Ha! Hesed went into effect. And that other bunch didn't have a chance. Wiped out the whole bunch, and they just stood there and watched it happen. It was hesed that confused that bunch of people until they got to fighting one another. Got mad, started fighting one another. Sounded like some kind of political party, doesn't it? It was. Now, what I want to know is what got into their minds to carry all their gold and everything to battle? Because they were afraid somebody would steal it. And after all, we're the biggest army in the world. They ain't going to steal off us. What happened? Hesed. And at the same time, Yehovah Jireh. Jehovah, the one that supplies. And they got rich out of that war. Isn't that right, Greg?
Yes, sir.
Am I doing this right?
Absolutely right.
So now we're getting a little insight here into what Hesed is. I had a man explain it to me like this many, many years ago, probably 45, 48 years ago or so. He said, Hesed is like you're in the jungle and you come upon a mother elephant and she's got a baby and you're getting too close. She moves up in front of that baby and those ears go like this. You better find a place to hide. He said that big mama elephant is God and that little baby is us.
That's right. That's right.
He said that's Hesed in action.
That's right.
Ow!
Right.
Glory to God. Now, I'll tell you, Greg, in the night last night, this thing just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And at the breakfast table this morning, it got bigger. Let's look at Matthew chapter 15. You remember the Syrophoenician woman? All right. Now, this is a woman with no covenant, and she knew it. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, she probably had never heard about Jesus Well, I beg your pardon. Let's see what she said. So we'll go to the 15th chapter and the 22nd verse. Now, you remember, she's the one that just kept hounding everybody over her daughter and wouldn't give up, wouldn't quit. Don't care what you called her. It didn't make any difference. She's going to get this. She's going to get something for her baby. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, are you ready? Are you ready? Have mercy on me, son of David. Don't tell me she didn't know anything about him. Don't tell me she'd never heard of him. She believed with everything she had. He's the anointed one. He's the one to come. How'd she find that out? I don't know. But boy, she's saying the right words. And she worshiped him. She fell down before him and called him Lord. Now let's go on down here. Verse 25. She came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered and said, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. When Jesus heard and her answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith, be it unto thee even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She laid hold of covenant Hesed and didn't even have a covenant.
That's right.
Wow, that's good.
She couldn't get a covenant for a few more months until after Jesus raised from the dead.
That's right.
Amen. Covenant Hesed. God's overwhelming desire to be God to all who will allow him to be. Can you see it?
Amen.
Oh, isn't that good, Greg?
That's so good.
Oh, glory to God.
Change your life.
I can just see him. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. You got it in you. Come on. Come on, girl, give it to me. And she said, Son of David. He said, you're on the right track. You know, have mercy. Oh, you said it. You done said the right word. Amen. Hallelujah. You called for a Hesed. I don't care if you're a few months ahead of time.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's take a look here. Mark chapter 10. What we're seeing we have a tendency, because we're looking back at all this, we have a tendency to look at those things through our eyes instead of the eyes of history, instead of the eyes of the Bible. There was only one covenant in existence. The covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's all one any of them knew anything about.
That's right.
And evidently that Sarah, obviously, she'd heard of it. Now, this is just me talking, but I think she was so desperate for that girl, she began to search and research and dig and find and everything she could find out, ask every question she could ask, and somebody told her the Messiah is here. If you can get down there, he'll take care of you. Amen.
Amen.
And she said, who's Messiah? And they said, well, all right, now listen to this. And gave her scriptures. Because she knew. She knew who he was. She knew she needed Hesed. And she's going to get it one way or the other. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, let's look at Bartimaeus. Don't call him blind Bartimaeus. He's not blind anymore. He's just Bartimaeus. Now, Mark chapter 10, 46. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Now, this is a man of faith. He already was a man of faith. We don't have any idea how he became blind, but he was legally blind, and he had a legal right to beg. He had been examined by the priests. We can prove that right here. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of God, have hesed on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the great deal, thou Son of David, have hesed on me. And Jesus stood still.
That's key.
Somebody called him Messiah and called for hesed. And he stood still. Ah!
That's right.
Glory to God. Commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, that garment that he wore was his license to beg. He had been examined by the priest. He was declared a blind man and had every right to beg. He could beg anywhere he wanted to because he was a blind man, and they had mercy on blind men. Wow. Wearing that coat declared him legally blind. He got up and sloughed that coat off and went to hunting Jesus. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and joined the team. What did Jesus use? Hesed. Covenant Hesed. Oh, we're beginning to see what it is, right? Hebrews chapter 6. Wait a minute. Chapter 4. 16. 15th verse. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain hesed.
Yes. Hallelujah. There it is.
It belongs to us. Yes. We're family.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Now, keep this in mind. You come boldly to the throne. Now, wait a minute. I'm about to get on my knees here. I'm going to get on my knees. No, Hesed, you come up here. Hesed's following me all the days of my life. Come on, Hesed, you. Why should I fear anything?
Ooh, amen, amen.
Why should I be afraid of anything that moves, breathes on the face of God's planet?
Amen.
I have the Almighty God, the God who's more than enough, the great God of Hesed, hallelujah, is following me all the days of my life. Ah. What do you think, Professor?
I'm about to shout. Glory to God.
Woo! Glory be to Jesus. Come on, just go ahead and just go ahead and help yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if you'll permit me to move over into this area right here. Let's take this for instance. I'm going to stand right here in front of this beautiful African-American woman. And like this. Now, we have no concept. Because we've never been treated like you have. And it was wrong. But think about this. What if somebody had taught your great, 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 great grandma about Hesed?
Wow.
Following me all the days of my life.
I was well.
Mm-hmm. Don't you be messing with me. I'm going to get Hesed all over you. Can you see? It is the heartthrob of the persecuted. It is the key issue to faith. Oh, faith cometh. See, there's no question about whether faith comes or not. It can't help it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God's pregnant with faith. And as you hear it and read it and hear it taught and preached, faith cometh. But faith doesn't come to the high degree that it should. It's already in you. That's what got you born again.
Amen.
It was faith. Second chapter of the book of Ephesians explains that. You believed it in your heart and said it with your mouth. But the big question is, how come all those miracles back there and we don't see them? Because of things like we're talking about here this morning. Not knowing what belongs to us. And those of us that know a little, I don't know any more than that. But I'm learning. And you're looking at the hungriest man on this planet for God, man. The more I know, the more I realize how much I don't know. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I got to get it quick as I can. I've only got 37 more years to go. But now, say that to me again, the Lord. Hesed. Say it again. It's very difficult to say sometimes. That Hesed force, the Hesed of God, covenant Hesed, loyalty, covenant loyalty, covenant faithfulness.
Yes.
He is faithful that promised. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We do not have Hesed because we need it. We have Hesed because God can't do without it.
That's right. Yeah. It's motivated.
Oh, praise the Lord.
It's motivated from love.
Now, do you remember Mephibosheth?
Yes.
The little crippled boy that had been dropped by his nanny and he was almost paraplegic. Had no use of his lower limbs. And where is that scripture, Gary?
That's it.
Let's look at that.
First Samuel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mephibosheth, I should know this.
Google knows. Anybody ask Google? Forgive me for not already having that place. But anyway.
Well, I can't find it.
Huh?
I can't find it.
David said, is there no one
left in?
Now he and Jonathan were in blood covenant. They had actually cut the covenant of blood with one another. According to the ancient traditions, they mixed their own blood and stood in covenant before God.
2 Samuel 9.
Thank you, Greg. 2 Samuel 9. Mm-hmm. Second, oh, that's First Samuel. That'll work. It always pays dividends to have a Hebrew scholar on the front row. Professor Greg Stephen.
Okay?
Amen. Glory to God. Read verse 3. The king said, is there not any of the house of Saul that I may yet show hesed of God unto him? What was happening to him? God so loved the world that he gave. He's in covenant with the whole world. He gave. Hesed is roaring on the inside of him. He's got to show hesed to somebody. He's got to show hesed to somebody. It's driving him and driving him to give.
Yes, sir.
And it's driving David. There's blood between he and Jonathan, and Jonathan has gone on.
Yes.
Is there nobody left under whom I can show hesed of God? They said, well, yeah, there's this little cripple boy down there, Lodibar. Go get him now. That's hesed. And when you're sick in bed and you're crying out to God, God is saying, come on, come on, come on, call for my mercy. Call for my hesed. I'm standing here waiting on you. Call on me. I am the son of David. I am your healer. I am your covenant brother. Give me something to work with. Give me some hesed. Give me a chair. Let me in there. Well, I'm going to go be operated on. Well, let me in the operation room. I'll clean up the whole place. I'll do you hesed anywhere I can find you. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's his will to heal me. Well, shut up till you find out. I said this years ago. See, I was a scriptural illiterate. Thank God.
Yeah.
T.L. Osborne told me one time, he said, Kellen, you are a blessed man. He said, you're born free, brother. Said, you didn't have anything to unlearn.
Amen.
Come on.
Somebody said, what's your background? I said, sin. I mean, that's it.
Yep.
Thank God for my mama. I tried to go to hell. She wouldn't let me go. Anyway, 10th chapter, 2nd verse. David said, I will show hesed to Hanun, the son of Nahash. I'll show hesed. I'm faithful to my covenant with God. Who made David king? Huh? No, Goliath.
That's true.
What did he say? I'm totally convinced when that lion came in there and when that bear came in there, I'm totally convinced he had Samson on his mind. And the power of the Holy Ghost came on that teenage boy. And he killed him with his bare hands, ripped him apart, just like Samson did. And he comes from an Orthodox home. He knew about Samson. He knew the covenant. And he's less than 20 years old, because 20 had been in the army. He comes down there. And he hears this giant twice a day for 6 weeks. This guy's been doing this. Do you remember what he told King Saul? That uncircumcised Philistine doesn't have any more covenant than the lion and the bear. I kill the lion, I kill the bear, and I'll kill him. Saul said, what? He said, I told you. He had no fear of that man. You want me to tell you why? Hesed. God's faithfulness. God's eternal mercy. He had no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt. He knew good and well he had a covenant with God. That's the reason he was a man after God's own heart, full of hesed. Covenant man. Covenant man. Covenant man. I'm a covenant man. I am a covenant man. You're a covenant woman. Yes, glory to God. Say it, his covenant mercy.
His covenant mercy.
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
His kindness to me.
His kindness to me.
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
Follows me all the days of my life.
Follows me all the days of my life.
And I dwell.
And I dwell.
In the house.
In the house.
Of my covenant God.
Of my covenant God.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
Glory to God.
Now, sometime, just go through the psalm and just underline loving kindness, mercy, faithfulness. Just go through that and underline them. Psalm 136, turn there.
Oh, that's a good one.
You won't be able to keep your seat on this one. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his hesed endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his hesed endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy, his hesed endures forever. To him who alone doth great wonders, for his hesed endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, his hesed endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his hesed endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his hesed endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his hesed endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. His hesed to him that smote Egypt for in their firstborn, for his hesed endures forever. He brought out Israel from among them, for his hesed endures forever. With a strong land, a stretched out arm, for his hesed endures forever. To him that divided the Red Sea into parts, for his hesed endures forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his hesed endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his hesed endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his hesed endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, his hesed endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his hesed endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his hesed endureth forever. Og, the king of Bashan, for his hesed endures forever, and gave their land for a heritage, for his hesed endureth forever, even the heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy and his hesed endureth forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for his hesed endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, from his hesed endureth forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for his hesed endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the heaven for his mercy, his hesed. Hesed, his faithful kindness, glory to God, endures forever. I thought, because I was, totally ignorant of the scriptures, I thought, well, I don't know. I don't see how I could ever preach because I didn't know I was a new creature. Because I felt like I've sinned away my right to stand in a holy place like that. I could never, maybe I could lead the singing or something. I knew that was called. And I came across the scripture there in the New Testament. Christ died for the ungodly. I thought, boy, I qualified for that. And then sometime later, I found those scriptures right there. His mercy endures forever. I didn't know that meant hesed. I never heard of it. Didn't know what it meant. But in English, it's good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mercy.
Yeah.
But in Hebrew, it is so far beyond that. Loving kindness doesn't say anything. So you be kind, God's going to be kind to me. Well, except when he's mad at me, No. And I thought, he died for the ungodly, yeah. His mercy endures for it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a chance here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a chance. Little did I know. Call me before the foundation of the world. His hesed was there all the time. I was acting such a fool. It was there. It was that hesed in motion. My mother praying for me night and day. And back in those days, just being, raised Southern Baptist, knew how to pray, born again, no question. Thank God for the Baptist, man. I'm telling you, get people born again. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for them. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus praying for me. She didn't know or understand 1 Peter 5:6-10. Roll all your cares over on him, for he cares for you. And he will exalt you in due time, so forth and so on. So. She just carried that care. And she'd pray for me every day. She prayed day and night over me. Got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And like Brother Hagin said, she got the left foot of fellowship from among the Baptists. And came over then among full gospel people. And one day, she just said, and this was long before that, long before she and Dad were received the fullness of the Spirit. Greg, she said, she threw her Bible down on the kitchen table. Mm. I can just see that little table, the little dinette there in Abilene. And she just threw that Bible down on that table and said, "That's it." No, excuse me. This wasn't for. She said, "That's it. I've prayed the last prayer I'm gonna pray for him. If he goes to hell, it's your fault."
There it is.
That's it. 2 weeks later, Gloria got saved. 2 weeks after that, I got saved. Hesed was in motion. She rolled a care of it over on him. That's all he is waiting to hear. She'd pray it and then pick it up, pray it and then pick it up, pray it and then pick it up. She was carrying it, worrying night and day over me. I was on the child she had. And, I'm so afraid he's going to go to hell and all that. But finally she said, "That's it. I'm done." I can just hear God. "Thank you, Vanetta. Thank you very much. Now that you're out of the way, my hesed can do what it's supposed to do." Oh, and I know a lot of you have that. I know it was the hesed of God, because it was impossible for Gloria and I to even meet. Impossible. Here I'm a Texas boy, she's an Arkansas boy, girl, and no way for us to meet. But mama, but mama, and the faithfulness of God.
That's right.
Sarah counted him hesed that promised. And a baby was born when she's 90 years old. Hallelujah. But there I had just begun to fly regularly, and we flew a little charter trip to Arkansas, and Arkansas was playing TCU and for Southwest Conference Championship, and you've all heard that. And so after the trip, I was invited to go to an after game party, and Gloria's mother and dad were there. Well, I didn't meet Mary, but her dad came up to me and said, "My daughter's the best looking girl in the state of Arkansas." I said, "Is that right?" "That's right." He came back over there a little bit later. He said, "You don't believe me, do you?" I said, "I believe you, man. She is the best looking girl in the state of Arkansas." He said, "How are you going to the airport in the morning?" I said, I don't know. Cab, I guess." No, I'm going to prove it to you. "Where are you staying?" I told him. I thought, I'll never see this guy again. I mean, he's partying. I mean, you know, I'll never see him again. But I told him exactly where we were. Well, my dad was with National O-Line Insurance Company there in Little Rock. And my dad was started with that company when it was very small. And it was very strong, but a very small company. And my dad's picture to this day is hanging on the wall of fame there in the home office because of him and his agency and the work they did back there when that company was very, very small. And so you can't get a hotel room in Little Rock with TCU playing Arkansas. Are you kidding me? No way. For the Southwest Conference Championship? So they had an empty seat on the airplane. I got permission for my dad to come. He called the home office. Well, then, you know, it's weekend and nobody there. So the penthouse was up on the fifth floor, and it had an elevator that went on the outside, and I explained to Babe Niece where it was. And I kind of forgot about it anyway. And sure enough, they came, that elevator came up, and that door opened. And there she was. Oh. Now listen to me. I was in such horrible spiritual condition. I had made the stupid statement not all that long before that. "I don't believe love is real. If it is, I'm incapable of it." Oh boy, she ruined that deal. I fell in love with her the moment I saw her. That was the hesed of God. The faithfulness of God to my mama. She was the one I had to have. She was the one. I fell in love with her. Changed my life forever. Ask her to marry me on the first date. I didn't have any idea she'd say yes. I thought, well, it's going to take a long time. She got class, you know. I don't, but she does. And stepped up on her dad's front porch, and I said, "Gloria, will you marry me?" She said, "Okay." And just turned around and went in the house. Understood that. Stunned, of course. I had no idea. I didn't hardly know what to do. So I just cussed a little bit and left, you know. And we were married 6 months later. And when she got inside, she said, "What have I done? I don't even know this guy." "Oh, well, I'll get out of it later." Well, the 13th of next month, 58 years, she's not out of it yet. And she and I have been inseparable ever since. She taught me how to love. See, that was Hesed, the faithfulness of God to my mother, that went over there and got his perfect choice for me and his perfect choice for her and put us together in a, he did, just all mama had to do was get out of the way.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And she hadn't done that quite yet. It was Hesed. But just 6 months later, there in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The two of us got born again within 2 weeks of each other. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Hesed, the faithfulness of God. And I want to say this to you because we're done. Look at that. The Hesed was saying to God, "I got to have a family. I got to have somebody to show Hesed to. I got to do this thing. I know what I'm going to do. I got to create an earth. I got to create this thing in a hurry. I got to have a man. I got to have a family. Hesed was driving him. God cannot exist without Hesed to give to somebody. Glory to God. It's just part of him and much a part. He is love. Love is Hesed.
Yeah.
Amen.
I gotta have an earth. I have to have a heaven. I have to have people because I want them. I gotta have a family. I gotta have something to do. Somebody's gotta have Hesed. Somebody's gotta have a covenant. And I'm it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Greg.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.